We have a story next about how a song is made. We tell it in one of the most famous addresses in music in New York City.
So we've just arrived on Broadway. We're near Times Square, dominated by glass skyscrapers that have been built in recent years. But here and there, as we walk the sidewalks, we see signs of a slightly older world. We just passed Manny's Musical Instruments on a side street a moment ago, and we're approaching the Brill Building.
You know the Brill Building by its golden Art Deco front doorway. It was the office for countless pop songwriters, and we had an appointment inside with a couple of current-day songwriters, Carl Newman and Nico Case. Their group, the New Pornographers, performed this month inside a storefront in the Brill Building. They played songs from their album called Brill Bruisers. This famous space was a perfect place to talk about their craft.
Does this building mean anything to either of you?
I mean, pretty much most of the songs that shaped our lives were written here. So, yeah, big time.
This was just another office building when it was finished in 1931. Then the Brill Building attracted songwriters, publishers, and record labels.
If you go, then I'll be blue, 'cause breaking up is hard to do.
In the mid-20th century, it was home base to Neil Sedaka and Burt Bacharach. Paul Simon still has an office in this building, though the building is mostly under renovation. When visiting here, Nico Case and Carl Newman thought of the people who used to write, sell, and record hit songs without ever leaving this building.
I can't pretend I'm not thinking about Carole King every third second.
Like 18-year-old Carole King writing Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Yeah, that's pretty much the greatest.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly.
What is it that makes a great pop song?
Do you want to hear it over and over again? Do you feel like singing along to it? Does it have that strange kind of uplifting feeling a little bit? I think generally there's always harmonies involved.
But will you love me tomorrow?
Well, are you thinking when you write songs about those qualities that cause you to love a song? Or are you just thinking about what needs to come out of your brain or your heart?
For me, it's absolutely like looking for that quality that you loved in a song.
Mm-hmm.
I always bring up the Monkees, and it always comes off as sort of facetious. But really, when I was a kid, I felt like hearing those Monkees songs, it made my like heart open up. And I think when I'm writing a song, there's part of me that wants to find that again.
Not that finding it is easy.
You know when people get interviewed and they say things like, I just channel the muse, the songs just come out of me. No, they don't. It's work.
Before I knew to choose the music of celebrity, I sang backups on the backstairs, the backstairs, the backstairs.
The multiple artists who make up the New Pornographers do not work out of one single place like the Brill Building. The industry is completely changed. The artists live in different cities, talk from a distance, break off for solo work, come back together. Their latest album grew out of a series of discoveries and improvisations.
I don't know if you know this, but Champions of Red Wine, where Nico is singing lead, that lead vocal is actually a harmony vocal. When she sang that vocal, I had a lead vocal, and she was singing along with me. But then, a couple weeks after Nico was gone, he just pulled me out of it and sat there and went, this is so much better.
Champions of red wine, poured all over. It's what we're known for. The fine art of cross lines, crossed for old times, like starting.
I think because you didn't know you were singing lead, your vocal has this weird sort of iciness to it.
Well, also, you always want me to sing like a robot.
Yes, I do.
Which I like it.
Go on.
Just sing with less frilly bits on your voice.
It's just for harmonies. If you want the harmonies to be, like, deadly tight, if there's too much vibrato in people's voices, it sort of throws it off. I feel like I'm just constantly going, no, too much personality.
I'm hearing you say that you trust this man enough to have him say, take it again.
take it again.
Absolutely. I'm not saying there hasn't been crying in the past, but that's just because I'll be tired or something.
Nico Case and Carl Newman describe songwriting and production more as song editing. You go through the material again and again, refining your effort to connect with another human being.
There are two things that you got to leave with. Did I say to my audience what I meant to say? If I was them, are they hearing it the way I meant it to be said? You have to push the idea past the point of it being comfortable for you. You got to squirm around. You got to get pissed. You got to break a plate on the floor, leave the house for a while, come back, stand around in your underwear, work on it while you're supposed to be going to work. You know, it's just those questions. Did I say to my audience what I meant to say?
I love hearing you say that because it is common for musicians to say, well, you know, people can put whatever meaning they want into this song. But you're saying something a little different. I mean, you are trying to get a point across.
Well, to a point. My friend makes a really excellent example in her writing class where she talks about the song Groovin'. Probably was written right in this building. There's the part of the song where it goes, you and me endlessly. And she said when she was a kid, she thought it was you and me and Leslie. And she said, I liked it so much better. Think of the possibilities of you and me and Leslie. We're like playing records. We're going to the beach. It's Sunday. We're grooving. It's better than you and me just forever. You don't really want to ruin it for people if they have their own meaning in there and it means something very specific to them.
Yeah, people's misheard lyrics are always better
than
the real ones.
Yeah.
Carl Newman and Nico Case of the New Pornographers. They spoke with us from inside the Brill Building. Their new album is Brill Bruisers. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Audie Cornish.